Thanks for coming and visiting Sant Cugat. First of all, what do you think about Defender Cities?
Okay. Thank you so much for having me here. So the thing is that actually in this world that everything about human rights is kind of like under commitments and like as you see the politic how it treat the world. I mean, it's so important to just highlight this importance in this world as well. And I'm so happy here as an artist actually to talk about the soft power of art and also like how and which capacity we have to highlight some of the issue in this world as well.
How do you see the Afghanistan's scenario after 2 long years since Taliban uprising?
Actually, it's a big catastrophe. It's a big disaster and also like full of crisis right now in Afghanistan under Taliban regime, especially for women rights and, of course, as a part of human rights. And as you see that women and little girls cannot go back to school and women cannot go back to work and there's no more life for women. And also, like, there are so many other restrictions regarding the freedom of speech and, like, how the new generation and also, like, the liberal part of Afghanistan left the country. So, and all the borders are closed. I mean, whatever is going on under the Taliban regime right now, it's all about, like, this collapse and also, I can say, the collapse of freedom.
We have news every day about an important loss of rights. As you said before, education is forbidden for girls older than 12. There are no jobs for women. It's a reality. It's unbelievable, in fact.
Of course it's unbelievable because, I mean, I lived in Afghanistan before the Taliban regime and, I mean, the life was quite different. And actually, in so many sectors, even you could see women more in the room and you could see more women on the stages. But unfortunately, now everything completely changed, like, in the past 2 years. Actually, the thing is that we couldn't expect more than this from Taliban, from a terrorist group who killed the people of that country, like, over 20 years. So I think whatever is happening, even worse than this, we expect. So this the big issue is about this mindset and this ideology of this terrorist group, Taliban.
Then, can you imagine a worse scenario than now?
I mean, of course, because every day I have some news about the women inside, and as you say, every day they are put more restrictions for women, and even in some provinces, women cannot get out of the home to go buy groceries or go to park with their children, you know, and it's worse and worse because at the time that they took over Kabul, nothing were happening. Actually, the worst things are happening right now, even after that, because as I see, they also like put so many of the journalists who just highlight whatever is happening inside. They're blacklisting actually international journalists as well. So even like in the few years, if they stay in Afghanistan, I think that exactly like 20 years ago, many restrictions will be also like for the international people to enter Afghanistan and also like highlight the news inside.
A good thing, you founded Masterat Art in 2019, a non-profit organization to empower women through the art and photography. Tell us more about it.
Actually, Masterat was like an organization like from heart for me because as I always said, in a conflict zone like Afghanistan, women and art were two most important things that always overlooked and underestimated. So the thing is that to highlight the women's life and also empower them through art and not always about the politics, which is so important in a country like Afghanistan. It was so important. So that's why through Masturat, I tried a lot to, let people from every walks of life enjoy art and create art and also like take it a little more serious, you know. So, we just had like so many exhibitions for women artists inside country and outside. And also like so many of these forums and conferences to give a voice to women victims and also like how we can have art therapy for them or so many of these plans. But unfortunately, a big part of my plans for women inside the country, I couldn't make it into reality because it was so young organization, and I left Afghanistan, and there's no more Masturat under Taliban regime right now.
One of your most talented jobs was an exhibition about Afghan women in traditional dresses, not in burqa. How important is explain the real Afghanistan?
The thing is that about that project, actually I went back to Afghanistan, not like all the journalists to cover the war and conflict, but also like they cover the hidden beauty and resilience and hope of women of Afghanistan. So that was very important for me to give a voice to some women inside Afghanistan who always, like the media everywhere victimized them, you know. And they were, of course, I cannot ignore the dark side of their life, but there were also like so many of more hopes and lights that I just discovered that it was so important to give it a voice.
Despite the fact of Taliban repression, there are some feminist collectives, groups, that fight secretly for not losing their identity. A little step for a new and better future?
Of course it is. I mean, I see every day women inside the country are still like fighting. They're in the first front line of resistance. But as you see, Taliban also like puts them in the prison and many, many crazy punishments as well against them. So actually they are the real fighters right now because they are inside and they are so brave to stand in front of Taliban and just ask for their rights.
After listening all this, how is your daily life in Paris with the distance, with your job? You are very proud, I can see, of your job. How is?
I mean, for an artist, there is no borders, you know. And I mean, I continue my life as an artist more than ever. And like this journey just changed for me because I just tried to grow up after a big loss. And just distance and whatever that disconnected me from the source of my works even. So Paris is beautiful, full of inspiration. Life is great there, but it's exile. It's not home, you know.
I understand. 20 years of democracy in Afghanistan was a dream?
You mean that before the Taliban?
Yeah.
It was a dream. I don't know to say that it was a dream, but actually it was much, much better than right now. I mean, we had so much security problems as well, but actually in every corner of Afghanistan, you could see that every people and all the people of Afghanistan mostly were trying to bring peace into the table, and just we're so hopeful for this peace negotiation between Taliban and Afghanistan government. But unfortunately, it failed, and today we are in this very, very, very sad stage. But yeah, in these 20 years, women could get so much achievements. Many things happen inside the country, and unfortunately, the thing is that we lost it within hours.
Is there hope for Afghanistan? ACNUR's help is not enough to provide resources for the humanitarian crisis?
Actually, for the humanitarian crisis right now, I mean, it's important to not forget people of Afghanistan, and also like because of not recognition of those terrorist groups, to stop helping women and people inside the country. But it's also like very, very confusing situation because I also can understand the safety and the security of international community like in the countries like except Afghanistan. But also like I think it's also the responsibility of humanity. And the world, especially Western countries, also like international community, who always were the defenders of human rights, really, they're in the stage that they don't really have to forget the people of Afghanistan.
Okay, thanks Fatima Hussaini for attending the microphones of Kuwait Media, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I hope peace come back to Afghanistan and all around the world very soon.